Today is a very special day. From San Francisco, there is Oakland. Oakland to the World Church. I actually met him then when we were having the team ministry. I actually went there to his church, and since then we have all this fellowship, the relationship, and then this time that his family and then he really came, and I really hope that he will come out and please give him a round of applause. I'm very glad to see you. My name is Reverend M. Song Hwan, having the ministry, pastoral ministry in the San Francisco. I flew to the US in 1991. And this is my 43rd year to be in the US. Then I thought that I really had a good walk of faith, but when I really received the problems, that's when so God really led me to the grace and his plan. And before I really share the word of God, God just put me here, standing in the pulpit, so that I can really deliver the messages to you. And I'm very thankful and grateful for all these church leaders, and then Pastor Shin. Since I met Pastor Shin, it's been for about 30 years. Through the many things, God really showed me that he is really alive. But when I was in Korea, I really thought I had my own faith. But when I went to the US, when I really had the problems, and then that's when I really got shaken without realizing it. So I really started praying in front of God, and He really answered that indeed found out that he is really alive, and God is the one who really answered me. And then that's how I really started listening to the God's word, because everything was really based on my own experience. Knowledge. And when I went to the US, and there's no one who can support me, there's no place that I can receive the help from. So actually God is the only one whom I can really look upon. Indeed, I really had the experience that the God is really alive. That's the experience I had in the US. Let us pray. The living God, thank you for really putting me here, even though I'm lacking many things. At this altar, then God really prepared everything. So whatever whatever is to be declared, please make sure that God will be really working upon upon everything through your sovereignty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. So far, you've received many messages through Pastor Shin. So I am not here to really repeatedly tell you the experience or the messages. I rather want to share what I really experienced in the U.S. This is my 43rd year in the U.S. Through that journey, I actually went to the U.S. just to study abroad. I was planning to go back to Korea after some studies done. Then I went through many things, but I really had the assurance that God really called me to be a pastor. I can't really give you many details, but through this process that I had in the U.S., then when I went to the Korea, then I was really aching the body. I really had this aching body, and then I really prayed that I really want to be used by God. Then God really received my prayer, and then God really changed. And after I went to the U.S., I really started majoring in the theology. Then when I was really studying, then the biggest issue is that the financial problem, because there is no help. So it was 1980s that I went to the U.S. So at night I work, and during the day I studied. So I really had a whole bunch of work that starting from the cleaning. I really had many kinds of labor work because I had that hard time. I was really praying to God, but really God guided me by giving me that God's answer. So the God that the Bible is really talks about is really my Lord. And if you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, surely you will receive the answers. So for this part, I really had my own belief and the faith. Then I actually moved to San Francisco. Then that's when I really started having the pastoral ministry in San Francisco. That was 1994. I went to the state of Utah. I went to Dallas to study. Then I went to California. That's how I really started the pastoral ministry, 1994. That's when the pastor actually came to the U.S. for the first time, from the East Coast to the San Francisco. They really had the conference. That's where I was. Since then, in the flow of that gospel, that's what we are really trying to get. Before that, I was just trying so hard to really have my own walk of faith. Even so, there are some things in questionable part that I really had. Didn't you ever have that kind of thing? But I just realized the answer for that kind of questionable part. That I really started to be able to understand and experience what the gospel is. In the region of the San Francisco, there's some beach. Right? No, they don't have it, but there's a church. They gotta drive for 1 hour. But gospel is gospel, and I really thought that's really right. So I really started enter to that field afterward. So there was the blow of the wind that actually Taliban is the heresy. So many pastors were actually trying to receive the messages. And then people started talking about that is the heresy. Then one by one, they started disappearing. Back then, Pastor Shin really he came here for the team ministry. I still remember it. They were like Pastor Shin and then to other people. They regularly came to our region. And there was another religion, the Pastor Yu. And all these people we just tried to invite. And 3 to 4 times, that's when the Pastor Shin had the message time. But when the wind really blew into this field, 50, 60 pastors were there. But one by one, they disappeared. Then I was the one remaining. I am also the remnant. What kind of remnant? I'm the remnant pastor. Then some pastor said that the Taliban is actually the heretic. Then this pastor really came to me just to really to leave the denomination. But theologically, even if we look at the doctrines, I couldn't really find anything wrong. Then I told this pastor that I will keep going. So people just left one by one. Then in that region, in San Francisco, I was the only one remaining. So that's why I really said I really am the remained pastor. And those who are here also, the remain ones. Not only the age-wise, but you guys are really remained. Why? All the people, all of you have been really called by God to make you realize what the gospel is. I really thought that I really believed in the Christ very well. But when I realized it was really all about the legalisms, so that's how I really believed in. And when I really look back with the gospel, those things, it's not really the blessing. So the blessing of the blessings is most greatest blessing is to really be able to believe in the God's word, God's grace. So I had many discoveries in the messages, and that's how I could really find. If you really experience it, that's really yours. But if you keep hearing someone's experiences, then it's just going to be theirs, not really yours. So the first Bible verse, first, we have all this supporting evidences here. That's why the Ephesians 2:1-10. First, we can see that the state of the non-believers. Verse 4-7. It's about the God's salvation. So it's not really about my power, but everything is in God's grace. In the first service, and Pastor Shin talked about the flows of the Abraham's family line. You can really connect all these things today. My title is The Bodyson of Christ. Then it's going to be the partisan of the flows. if you can really realize the gospel, then your life will go upside down. We have the three status of the non-believers: sins, transgressions, and the death. So verse 1 said you were dead in your transgressions and sins. And verse 2, there is the darkness. So it says, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. The spirit is now at work in those who are disobedient. Then all of us also lived among them at the one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thought. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving in of wrath. That means it's not really you committed, but even from all these transgressions, sins, and you do have the sins of your own, sins of the family line, to really bow down before. If you can really solve these problems, doesn't really matter how diligent you have been working. If you really go look back, and that's when you really go back to your old place. So when my father was 44, then he really died because of the cancer. Cancer of stomach. Then that time, my grandpa, my uncle, I had three uncles, but all of them actually died because of the cancer of the stomach. Then one of them is Alzheimer. If you don't really believe in the God's word, they were so diligent and serious. But those curses couldn't really be stopped. Why? Because all these things are really related to the sins. My father was really very diligent, hardworking person. But they found they are having the cancer. And my mother became widow when she was in the midst of 30-something. Then she has six children. And since then, we started really having the walk of faith. And Christ is the one who really died on the cross for your sins. So all these sins and the problems that was really were upon yourself is now transferred to the Christ. And we do have the problem of Satan. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen the ghost? Evil spirit? It's really the spiritual being, so it's supposed to be very invisible. So right after I really started my walk of faith, and then I really went to the field every day. It took 8 to 9 hours. So I came back from there, and then and we just tried to enter into the field to really have the evangelism movement. Based on my experience, the people will be really talking about the ghost and all that evil spirits. Mm-hmm. So they can't really, they don't usually don't really believe in those things. All this dirty spirit. So the characteristics of this Taraban is to always reveal the darkness. So that all the darkness of the Satan should be really casted away. So into the flow, into the family line of Abraham, into the line of yourself, then this gospel should enter into it. Then back then, all of us also lived among the turmoil one, in which you used to live when you followed the way of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. In San Francisco, I try so that I could really. Those who are, there was one hospital, mental hospital, that I tried to enter once. But actually, they are not really welcoming to have any kinds of people. So there was the. There was one female teacher, and then having me fall into the. And afflicted to the mental disease, and then I actually went to this mental hospital. That time, then I really could realize what the gospel is. Usually, I will have all the headaches. After the ministry, it was like so I really had the headache all the time. It's really like someone really stabbed me. If I really move my head, and I really feel like inside of myself, then there's like. So like brain is really moving around. I was really wondering why I was so tired and exhausted. Then one day, I really started thinking it may be the work of the evil spirit. There may be someone who get drunk. There are maybe lots of people who are mentally afflicted, some who just really corrupted sexually, those who are really addicted to the drugs. Those people are there. So if you really look at these people, then you can easily imagine what was really going on. That was really, I gave them the messages, and then we prayed together. Then after the field, then I had the. So since I really came back from that, then I really started praying. So I really started praying using the state and authority. I really break down and all the cast the darkness away in the name of Jesus Christ. So you guys go out and you work. You may be shocked. Then when you really clean yourself, wash yourself, and that's when you really. If you keep praying in Jesus Christ, that's if you really washed your hair. You really feel like you're really shiny. It really became like cleaner, and then many times I really experienced this. Even if you are saved, even if you are so when I had this all this ministry. Now this is how the patient in the hospital is really going through. Because I do have the gospel, I really can feel that this is the work of Satan. And since then, I really started praying. Then I received the answer. Then I keep breaking the forces of darkness and praying in the name of Jesus Christ. Something really happened. And really, God is the one who really declared that you really have to declare the word of God. Well, let's take a walk. There are people who really went to the shrine and doing like bowings through all this. That it can be the channel of Satan and all this evil spirit. So I really don't recall the name of the shrine, but when I look at it, after all, it's all about the idol worshiping, and it's more like the religions. So if you can't really focus, if you focus on coming to church and all that, you still you cannot really cast away the evil spirits by yourself. So through this ministry at the mental hospital, of course there are lots of fields that we didn't really go enter. And maybe I'm very too sensitive, but when I really shake hands with someone, so just they are really sensitive, they just try to move. So this physics, all the life environment. Of course, you know all these things because you have listened to the gospel already, but regardless of the problems and the situation, you really have to break down the forces of darkness. That's the first thing to do. And to the Ephesians, the letter of Ephesians, well, they had lots of temples. In Japan, that's the shrines and temples. I was really amazed. So under that, all these traditions and cultures, and then you have come to this gospel, then that is really the grace. Number three, it says that we were by nature deserving of wrath, including myself. You really have came very diligently, but it's all based on your own thought. You should really discarded because so these things will be really yours. So all this, all of us, actually, by nature, deserving of wrath. So if we don't have the gospel, it doesn't really matter how diligent, how hardworking you are. If you don't really know the Christ, and then you were by nature deserving of wrath. There are things that I can't really forget. There's a person named Tab. Because weekly, he was changing his job. I really pray to really make him the leader of the region. And I met this one American guy. Then what kind of person is he? He was actually suffering from the depression. So his mom is the mental illness. Same thing with her. His sister, his brother and his sister, actually both of them actually killed themselves. And because of the depression, this person, Tam, couldn't really do anything. So he was taking all this medication, and he actually went to the church. That night, when he was about to fall asleep, then that's when something comes toward him, and then he feel like that is covering himself. You're lying down, and you feel like something is really coming down, covering yourself. That's why he couldn't really focus. When you really pray, and through my ministry, you know the way of salvation, right? And then and I was really explaining things and by drawing on the paper. Because it's very important. This way of salvation is very important. You really have to remember it. So in my family line, there are like two people who committed suicide, and my family is like this, and I'm like this, and then it really seems like we're really having all these corruptions. Jesus is the Christ, and he came to solve all these problems, that is, as a true king, prophet, and a priest. So all this spirit, all the wicked spirits, really have been really casted away. And this person said he will believe. Then I really said, I will just write down all this prayer so you can really read. You can really pray. I really accept Jesus Christ as the true prophet, priest, and the field. Then I will really pray and to accept that Jesus is the Christ and he is the one who really solve all these problems. And then I asked him to repeat after me. Then as soon as we really pray for the in the name of Jesus Christ, we prayed. All the suppressing things have been really casted away. So how can we really know that God is with us. Then I gave him the prayer statement. That was my first experience. So this person really testified, and since then I can't really sleep very well. I couldn't really sleep. Then in my brain there was a very strange tumor. He had many things to share. That indeed Christ, Jesus is truly the Christ. Even now, then Christ, the power really have that all this. So if you really pray, and when you really believe in and hold on to the covenant, if I don't really have this experience, then probably I would have just really left this denomination. So, I was diligent enough, but I couldn't really have. So we couldn't really open up our eyes. And only by the God's power, by the grace. You may really think that it's really better off in the US, but we do have to deal with all these patients. In the US, and it, sometimes they will stop from driving. Because some people are really afraid of walking through. They'll go around, and some of them really. So all these things, that all the time, behind of all these things is behind is always Satan. So it's the greatest blessing that you actually have heard the gospel. Then you really have to realize how blessing you are, how blessed you are to really meet this church and then Pastor Shin and his wife. You went to the US, right? Because I've seen it, I've really experienced, that's why I could really say the things that you shouldn't really be worrying about so much. Was there anything that was really go along? All this great grace, the great love of God. Because of the love that who really gave us out of the grace. So through Christ, and then we could really revive ourselves. We were dead once, but we now resurrected. Then verse 5, we can really shine the light because you have the light in yourself. Then you'll be resurrected again. And you should be this spiritual state of the believers. Then you know the 777 prayers. So God is the one who will really guide us to really enjoy the blessings. If you really meditate on the God's word, and then So I really hope that you can really enjoy it. Then you can deliver that to the next generations. If you really don't know what that is, and then you... So the Triune God, you really have to enjoy that. So I'm the one, I'm usually praise. So if you really pray, and then you will be really filled, and the brain will be filled. So 288 or 204. This praise song, you can really close your eyes, and then you can really take care for the sake of the breathing. And then you're fully filled with God's work. So if I really can praise these three pieces, and then that's when you can, I really feel like I'm at the greatest blessings. So all this spiritual fact, after all, regardless of the nationalities, and then it's easy for us. The evil spirit of Korea, of Japan, of America, and everywhere, the Satan is really trembling. And by the grace, because of the grace, you have received the faith. And because of this faith, you are lived. So because of the grace, God really gave them the all these blessings. All these things, that's really it's not really coming out from your own, but it's all coming from God's work. All the blessings of the throne is the present for yourself. The salvation is your present, and that's also filled with. So you can really accept it, you can really enjoy it. How exactly? You can really do that when you really praise or pray. Then you really have to know how easy and how simple that would be. Because no one can boast about themselves. Because all these worldly things will be gone anyway. So within the Christ, you have become new. The old is gone. Then everything became new. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Then you grab hold onto this covenant, and then you have to know that there is the Holy Spirit dwelling. And then God really pick us as the righteous man. I'm in the walk of faith. Walk of faith as the evangelist, missionaries, as the conqueror. You should really enjoy those things. You just need to believe in these things, and in the morning, daytime, and at nighttime. So you really pray to God that please make the armies of angels work upon me. If you really look at the last part of the verse 10, For we are God's handwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. What do I mean by this good works? What's this good works? That's the salvation of the spirits. That's the evangelism. Well, that's how they and then this good work will be something like you really deliver to the so even this good work is actually set up and prepared by God. And then that's how then you are really chosen. And then Pastor Shin really led. And after all, you guys meet him. And until now, that's how you really had this walk of faith in Christ. So please come to the U.S. as well. There are many places that we should really have this. To America, to any other places, there you have lots of places to let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for this time to really share that we have received from you, because we have these precious things in ourselves through the Pastor Shin. Whatever is pleasing, God, let us really become someone who really live for the sake of the gospel. And this gospel will be really delivered to the next generation. So all the darkness will be really broken down. And then by the name of Jesus Christ, please work upon each of us. Please bless the Pastor Shin, Pastor John, and make them, help them and use them as the servant of God. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.